from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Syria of massive extermination of detainees. The UN investigators accused Syria on Monday of carrying out a massive extermination of detainees from its civilian population, alleging that it amounts to a crime against humanity. The UN investigation said the government of President Bashar al-Assad is holding tens of thousands of detainees at any one time, and that thousands more have disappeared after their arrests or gone missing after being abducted by armed groups. The UN report accused Damascus of starving the detainees or leaving them to die with untreated wounds and disease. The report covered the period from March of 2011 to November 2015, the first 4.5 years of the ongoing Syrian civil war. At least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea on Monday, trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued 7 people as 2 boats sank in separate accidents off the Turkish coast. Both vessels were en route to the Greek islands of Lesbos, according to Turkish media. North Korea's latest launch on Sunday is raising concerns with the United States and its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. VOA News spoke with Daniel Pinkston. He's a lecturer in the international relations with Troy University in Seoul.
I don't think any kind of sanctions or anything else other than force or some internal revolutionary change in North Korea would get them off this track. It's part of their identity.
The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new resolution about the launch right away. This is VOA News. In Taiwan, 2 survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan, 2 days after it collapsed during a powerful earthquake that left at least 36 people dead. More than 300 people have been rescued alive. A Taliban suicide bomber today killed at least 3 Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. The violence comes 2 days after Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States announced that direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives could take place by the end of this month. Used booksellers are importing books from abroad and selling them on the streets of Africa's largest city. What's popular with readers may surprise you. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
Among the piles of books sold on sidewalks in Nigeria's economic capital, Lagos, you can find the memoirs of American presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson. You can find self-help texts lying next to phrase books of the local Igbo, Hausa, and Yoruba languages. It's Ogbono Osiri's business to keep Nigeria's used booksellers supplied. He fills containers with secondhand books from overseas and brings them to merchants in Nigeria.
So people can stay in my warehouse from morning to night looking for books. They can just make out one day and be spending here searching for books.
At his sidewalk stall in the bustling Lagos Island business district, Solomon Rabio sells everything from John Grisham and Tom Clancy paperbacks to works by Nigerian authors like Chinua Achebe. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A human rights group wants Egypt's president to condemn comments by his justice minister that appeared to advocate the mass killing of Muslim Brotherhood supporters. In a letter Monday to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Human Rights Watch said the president should make clear that his government does not endorse Minister Ahmed al-Zin's remarks and that he would not be satisfied until 10,000 Brotherhood members were killed for every slain member of the armed forces. Al-Zin made the remarks on January 28th. Somali authorities continue their investigation into what is now believed to have been a terrorist attempt to bring down a commercial jetliner last week after it took off from Mogadishu. One person believed to have been the suicide bomber was killed, and 2 others among the 74 passengers were injured. The Dalo Airlines Airbus A321 was able to safely return to Mogadishu Airport on Tuesday, despite a 1-meter-sized hole blown through the fuselage by an apparent bomb. Security video before takeoff is said to reveal 2 men, one believed to be an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to a passenger, Abdulhai Abdussalam, the lone fatality. And for more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The following border cross